gentlemen, please welcome Dave Mason.
Thank you. Thanks for coming out on these. I know you've had some bad weather here. But I've been touring in it for the last month and a half. So. A little something called You Can All Join In. It's something called Pearly Queen.
Thank you.
Yeah. English boys. So I'm going to do this in two parts, take a little break in the middle. So play some traffic stuff. Mostly from my tenure, which was basically the first two albums. And then we'll shift it up into Dave. It's really all Dave anyway, but it's Dave's songs. Anyway, in the spirit of traffic and how we sort of started, this is a song called Who Knows What Tomorrow May Bring. Featuring Mr. Tony Papa.
We are not like all the rest. You can see us any day of the week.
Anyways,
as I said, was pretty much going to do most of the stuff from just the my tenure with that band, but I thought I'd throw a song in that, because it's so associated with traffic, that was after I left. But I got a little version of something, and I hope you like it. It goes like
thank you. are you?
Into this house in the middle of nowhere, which unfortunately there should be a picture of, but there isn't. We moved in there. There was no electricity, no running water. And we chopped down the outside toilet one winter so we got some firewood. That's true. And then we slowly got some electricity in there and stuff, and did all that. But first we're running amps off little generators, you know. And we made a lot of music in that house. And we also did a lot of research. That's right, R&D. And speaking of that, leads me into a song called Medicated Good.
Thank you very much. Hey, Dave, what's that song about?
Research.
Research. Somebody has to do it. For the betterment of society.
Research. Should be tax deductible. A little rock and roll skit.
Keyboards and bass. On drums, Mr. Alvino Bennett. And of course, this young man wasn't even born when this stuff was done. So. But great guitar player, great mandolin player, Mr. Jason Rohrer.
He's here now.
we're going to bring somebody up here that in the daytime, this is the most important guy in this little organization. At nighttime, it's me. In the daytime, this is the guy, because without him, we don't get here. So we're gonna bring up Fred. Now Fred drives the bus, by the way. Now we've been out touring since the 3rd of January, okay? We haven't seen anywhere where there's no snow. So what happened to you all today? I mean, it looked like the day after out there. It was like a Sunday in downtown USA. I saw snow plows pushing water off the highway. Anyway, here you go. Here's a little something I think you know. Thank you. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back. Thank you, guys. Neural somebody here from Alone Together. This is what a Sirius XM affectionately referred to as Deep Tracks. Think of just a song. Thank you. like me too, because we care. And Traffic got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. They got me in a museum already. And, come see me one day, I'll be there. Stuffed and mounted like true. Anyway, after we got inducted, Jim Capaldi, who Jim and I, we were in a band together when we were kids. He lived about 11 miles away from me. And a couple of other people lived within a 15-mile radius that you have heard of, John Bonham, Robert Plant. And so we had a couple of bands. And so after we got inducted, he came back to California. We're going to work on a new CD. And we made a start, got some things started, and then Jim started not to feel too good. Then went back to England, and he subsequently passed away with stomach cancer. And Jim, or rather Chris Wood, who was an original member, passed away many years ago. So there's only myself and Steve left from the original band. And about 6 months after Jim passed, a mutual friend bought me a tape. The song that Jim started, because all those songs that I did at the beginning of the show are pretty much, other than You Can All Join In, they're all Jim's lyrics, all that stuff. So he had this song, had a great chorus, great first verse. Music was a little bit, you know, it was a little like a long evening with Leonard Cohen and a bottle of gin. Ellen has written some good songs, but yeah, whole album is. So I wrote some new, more words to the song, put some music to it, and rewrote the music, and I want to do it for you in memory of Jim. It's a song called How Do I Get to Heaven? Thank you.
you.
Go to the website, DaveMasonMusic.com. Couldn't get Dave Mason, somebody else has got it. It's DaveMasonMusic.com. So if you go there, and if you want, anybody that wants to pre-order that CD, if you go there, there's also a, I'm giving away this, I've got some live stuff from years ago. Been sitting around, so there's a whole show from Belmont Racetrack. It was the last race of the Triple Crown in 1977. And there's a bunch of songs in there that, God, I haven't done in years. And, so you get that, you get to download that thing for free if you pre-order it. So DaveMasonMusic.com, please visit there. Here's another song that's on the gonna be on the CD. This is you can dance to this. This is something you can dance to, baby. Okay. But of course, this one's for all the ladies. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all for the ladies. Is that right, Alvino? This is how I go good to you.
From my experience.
guarantee we'll play it because you can request it. What's that? Oh. You two want to come up here and sing that? I haven't done that song in years. We're gonna do a little Let It Go, Let It Flow.
They're coming anyway, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, here's a little another. Well, somebody else to dance to. This is Dad, right? So, this is a, you know, I was trying to, after the first Traffic album, I got to go work on some songwriting here, so took a little trip somewhere, and I actually finished up in Greece, in the Lion, and was going to work on some songwriting, and you can all join in, I actually wrote there, and I was trying to write this, trying to come up with some of the simplest thing I could possibly write, you know, because I've been playing sitar at the time for a while, used it on the first Traffic album. I can't even sit in that position anymore. So I'm trying to, trying to make something real simple. Yeah, well, James Brown had the corner on that one. So. One chord was not going to make it. So I figured, well, how about two chords, Just the whole song, just write it, two chords, okay? So, and I wrote this little two-chord song, and that little two-chord song's gone on to be covered by about 48 different artists at this point. And it goes on a lot of commercials, a lot all over the world, and movies, and God knows what. So it's a good song, So I call it it's a mailbox song. I get to go to the mailbox a lot. But this song would never have been this big if it hadn't have been, because I wrote this song about being pretty down about something. Joe Cocker turned it into something else. Thanks to Joe, it got all those cover versions. But just so we're clear about this, I wrote it, okay? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave
You want to hear more? That's right. Oh, the white one. He's got the white one on.
Thank you. Cody Patton, Al Vino Bennett, Jason Rowland. Thank you all.
Good to meet you. Come on now. You know. Yeah, we all know. Stay busy. Come on. You can get ready. Show you right. If you're good with your Dave Mason. Then give yourselves a round for getting off the couch.